Amen. It's time for the kids to come on down for Kids Corner.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
I don't mind. You guys can sit a little closer. Come here. Come here. Come here. I know you two can get friendly. Come here. Okay. Well, I want to ask you guys something. Do any of you do chores around your house? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Not one of you do chores around your house? We need to talk to some parents, let me tell you. Well, I had chores when I was your age. Maybe not yours. I used to take out the trash in my parents' house. You know, I always get it all up, get it out to the garbage can, cold, whenever. Had to do it. What would happen if nobody in your house took out the trash? What? What? I'd get stinky, you think? Blow up? Okay. I don't know what's in your trash can. Okay. But trash is usually stinky. It smells. That's a good face. It's just not pleasant. So what would it be like if we lived with a bunch of trash in our lives, never took it out? We'd probably be a little unhappy, wouldn't we? We'd be a little grouchy, and people might notice if you're a little stinky. Yeah. Well, let's kind of pretend what that would be like. Look what I have here. What would it be like if we lived with trash in our lives all the time? Probably a little more fun than... Now, this trash, I didn't bring the stinky kind, because I didn't think that our church would appreciate it if I really brought the stinky kind. But after a while, you guys may not like it to live in trash all the time. If trash was in your bed at home, if trash maybe was around the food that you eat, we may not like it too much. But that's the cool thing about Jesus. Jesus... All right, guys, let's be like Jesus. Let's pick up the trash. Let's pick up the trash. But trash isn't always about the paper and the things that's in your trash can. Sometimes the trash is like the not nice things we say to each other about the way we talk to other people, about maybe when we lie. So trash, in a way, is like sin. And it's no fun to live with sin in your lives all the time. You guys are really good at picking that stuff up. Thank you. So Jesus, when Jesus is in our lives, He picks up all of this trash that we carry around with us, and He takes it out. And that's really important so that we don't have all of this sin and trash all over our lives. And it makes us feel a lot better inside when all of that trash is taken out and we don't have all that filth in our hearts. So it's really good to remember that trash can be this nasty stuff that we take out and make sure that we put in the dumpster, but sometimes trash can also be what we carry around with us in our hearts. Like when we do things that we're not supposed to and that God wouldn't want us to do. So remember that. Trash isn't always about this. Trash is a lot of times what we carry around in here, in our hearts. Do you guys understand? Does that make sense? Okay. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you watch over all of these children and all the members of our congregation so that they won't carry around the trash with them all through their lives. Lord, a lot of people carry around trash, and it makes their hearts sad, and they feel it. So please, God, we pray to you that you take out the trash for us in our lives. Amen.
Children will collect change for missions. Thank you. Thank you. And as they do that, we will sing Come to Jesus, which is in the insert or on the screen.